Hey, Holocult, do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore, because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Sky Podcast Listener Experience Edition. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Thursday, Holocult. You know what that means. You're almost through that work week. We're getting there, doing our best, trudging through. Thank you for choosing us to hang out and kind of give you that last little push to get you through. We are coming back again with one of your very own listener experiences. Excited to be back and doing these fairly consistently again. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Come and find us, hang out, be part of the cult, be part of the community. It's a cool time. Everybody has fun. If you have a listener experience, something weird, something paranormal that you've experienced, and you would like for us to feature on a future episode of this very show, Kyle's got some info for you.
I do. It's easy. Always in the show notes. But you can write your story out, record yourself, however you want to do it. Send that to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. We'll get it. We'll file it. We'll air it. How about that? Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
It's as easy as that.
It is easy.
If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways you can do it. We have a Patreon. You can go over there for $7 a month. You can get extra shows, early drops to our regular shows, ad-free shows. What else we got over there? Casket breath drops. We put coupons and some merch, kind of first dibs, things over there, all kinds of good stuff, all kinds of cool stuff. You can also go to our website, hollowskypodcast.com, check out our store over there. We got all kinds of merch. We got stocking caps, t-shirts, stickers. We're going to have new trucker hats dropping here very shortly. We got them in the print process right now, so we're excited about that. You can also go to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review, which I'll shout out on a regular show. And the best thing you can do is share us word of mouth. Anywhere, Anybody talks about weird stuff, anybody talks about paranormal shows, throw us out there. If you've got a paranormal show that you really enjoy listening to and you'd like to see us collab, throw our names at them. Just annoy them, pester them. And then they'll hopefully get to us and we can make that happen. You can also shoot us on our socials, or preferably to the email, your shipping address if you want some QR code stickers to go and pop up around your hometown, and we'll shoot them out. I sent out a huge batch 2 days ago, so they should be showing up hopefully before the Christmas rush. To all our Canadian listeners, you know, you guys are having the whole postal strike out there. Our U.S. Postal Service isn't even accepting any mail to go to Canada right now. So if you're waiting on QR slaps, we're going to have to get that figured out first. Because, I mean, I guess we could just send it by homing pigeon, but
yeah,
that's not very reliable. But yeah, that being said, we are going to jump right in to our listener experience today. It comes to us from... I guess not a name on here. Hold on, they left their socials. Passion Tarot at all socials. TikTok Passion Tarot, Instagram Passion Tarot _. So this is titled All Things Esoteric. Hey guys, love the show. I have a bunch of stories I think you'll want on your podcast. First, I have a story of moving into a haunted house and a UFO sighting. And then a few more stories that are more out there. A little more than a year ago, I moved into a house alone. This house had been sitting vacant for around 1 to 2 years while still being upkept for sale. The biggest thing I noticed about the house when I first went in was how stale the energy was. Not necessarily bad or hostile, just stale. About a week, I start hearing footsteps occasionally at night down the hall in the kitchen, with guests who stay the night regularly noticing it and asking if I had a roommate or something. It didn't really bother me that much at first until the footsteps came all the way down the hall right up to my bedroom door. The next day I performed the Eyes of Heaven banishing ritual, which calls upon the Greek gods Hecate and Helios, metaphorically the moon and the sun, among other things, to banish any unwanted energy. Due to lack of time and energy, I only performed this ritual in my room, not every room in the house like I should have. That night, after I did the ritual in my room, the footsteps stayed in the kitchen and did not come down the hall towards my bedroom. This continues for about 3 more nights. Footsteps in the kitchen, only not approaching my room. I know I have to banish the whole house, but I was busy with work and friends, and banishing the whole house takes a good bit of time and energy. Until about 3 to 4 nights later, in the middle of the night, I hear a super loud bang in the attic above my room. It sounded like someone was up there and jumped up and slammed their feet down on the ceiling trusses as hard as they could. I do consider normal explanations and thought maybe my HVAC system had catastrophically failed or something. The next day, I checked the attic for any signs of damage, animals, or anything like that, and nothing was out of place. I did the Eyes of Heaven banishing ritual in every room in the house, and the house has been quiet since. With a good grasp on a cleansing ritual, a haunted house is no more troublesome than physically cleaning your house. About 8 to 9 years ago, Nassau County, New York, in the middle of the day, I was riding passenger with my dad driving, and my sister was also in the car. Up in the sky, maybe a few miles away, maybe 1,000 feet high, I'm not great at estimating altitude, I'm no pilot or anything, but it was nowhere near jetliner altitude, and also not as close to the one end, was pointing to the ground and the other up to the sky. We, my sister, who also saw this, dad was driving and at a bad angle for him, saw another craft which looked like a silver dot compared to the giant vertical cigar go up to the craft and then go out of view, like it was docking inside of a mothership. Eventually, Dad turned down a different road, and the scene went out of sight. Other weird stories, if you're interested, let me know. Synchronicity involving the Greek god Pan, my psychic friend Kate, who I do a podcast with called All Things Esoteric, the mushroom trip that converted me from being an atheist, a mushroom trip where I encountered a demon, LSD-induced telepathy on the beach. I also read tarot cards online. Check me out. And the best clips from All Things Esoteric at TikTok. at Passion Tarot, Instagram at Passion Tarot _. Have a wonderful day. Well, Passion, first off, thank you so much for taking the time to shoot us your email and sharing your experience with the Holocult here. It is interesting. I guess I'm not very privy to working with any sort of gods, first off, let alone like Greek gods. So when I hear people working with, I guess I'll just refer to them as old gods, it always really piques my interest that you can put intention and energy into these deities or these entities, and in return, you kind of get energy and intention back. That always really kind of, I don't know, scratches an itch in my brain, I guess.
It is interesting because there's not, in today's world, there's not a whole lot of it anymore. Working with individual gods, it's more just one.
At least not in the forefront. It's kind of taboo. You know, like people look at it weird. I do like that it was very specific to the room that you like. It's weird that it has, I guess, not necessarily geographical boundaries, but the walls of your room kept your ritual to that specific area. That to me is an interesting aspect of the story. Like what about the walls of our rooms in our houses? Hey, Holocult, we are back and we are excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. Have you ever been to a dentist who just wants to chat to you while he's got his hand stuck in your mouth? Or a dermatologist who brings up your cosmetic issues before you do? Oof. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to settle anymore when it comes to finding the right doctor. With ZocDoc, you've got options. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality, in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings and choose a time slot that works for you and your family, and then click to instantly book that visit. I haven't needed to actually book a doctor's appointment, thankfully, but I have gotten on the app and booked some mock appointments, and it is so easy. Believe me when I say it's a one-stop shop. You can get in there and search up your insurance to see who's got you covered. You can search up your ailments for specialists, from cosmetic issues, dermatology issues, all across the board. And you can even book appointments that's within the next 24 to 48 hours. It is really, really nice. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/HOLO1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. You know, keep that energy in that specific place. That's interesting.
It is interesting. Because you wouldn't think that, you would think you'd be able to just do your dwelling, like the overall dwelling, not have to individually do every single room.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess, I mean, that leads credence to like doorways having their own energy and windows having their own energy. So their walls would too.
I don't know. It's weird to think that you can cleanse one room and it's like that one room as your safe haven. It can still exist in the rest of your house, but it can't mess with you in this room.
Yeah. It's
weird.
It's interesting.
And then as far as the UFO goes, I'm pretty sure we've got another submission that was similar to that, where they saw it kind of on its exit look like it went, they described it the same, that it went into a mothership / portal, because the person was like, they the way they witnessed it is like they watched it go from left to right in their field of view, but as it's going to the right, it just poof out of existence.
Yeah. Because she said there was like a cigar shaped that was, I guess, perpendicular to the ground. So kind of straight up and down. And whatever this orb was kind of docked with it. It's interesting. It's really like, weird. Especially now in today's time, I don't even know when this was submitted because we have really, once it hits the email, I just put it in the folder and there's no real chronological system to it after that. But especially with all the drones shit going on now, I've seen videos where these drones are being disabled by whatever these orbs are, and it's all kinds of craziness.
Wild out there.
Yeah, it's crazy time to be alive. I'm not very familiar with, I'm probably saying Hecate wrong, or Hecate. I don't know. I'm sure somebody will correct me. But I'm looking it up right now for the sake of the episode. And it says Hecate is a goddess in ancient Greek religion and mythology, most often shown holding a pair of torches, a key, or snakes, or accompanied by dogs. In later periods, depicted as a three-formed or tripled-bodied deity. She is variously associated with crossroads, night, light, magic, protection from witchcraft, drugs, and the moon. Her earliest appearance in literature is in Hesiod's Theogony in the 8th century BCE as a goddess of great honor with domains in the sky, earth, and sea. She had popular followings amongst the witches of Thessaly and an important sanctuary among the Carians of Asia Minor and Lagina. Her oldest known representation was found in Selinunte in Sicily. Yep. Nailed it. She was one of several deities worshipped in ancient Athens as a protector of Oikos, alongside Zeus, Hermes, and Apollo. So those are pretty big names there. Let me see. What was the other one that she had mentioned? Helios. We're Googling just so I can figure out what I'm talking about here.
It's also interesting that she chooses Greek gods.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't hear that very often.
No. It makes you wonder, like, how many different epochs these same deities cross, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're probably a bunch of different time periods worshiping the same things, but they just kind of get recycled and changed and swapped around. Helios is the god who personifies the sun. So that makes sense. Sun and moon, like she said in the post. Helios is depicted in art with a radiant crown driving a horse-drawn chariot through the sky. He's also a guardian of oaths and also the god of sight. He was a relatively minor deity in classical Greece. His worship grew more prominent in the late antiquity. Interesting. I wish I knew more about mythology and gods and just everything in general, really.
I used to know a bunch because I took it in high school, but then I forgot a lot of it.
Me too.
When it comes to Greek mythology, there's a lot to remember. Like, a lot to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I took Greek mythology too, and all I remember is taking a bunch of notes.
Yeah, same. Mr. Beecham?
Yeah, Mr. Beecham.
Yep, same here. Mr. Beecham.
He made us all really good at taking notes. Wish yes. I would have remembered stuff.
Yep. I remember like 3 pages of notes a day.
But I'm curious if you're, like I said, I don't know when this even came out, but if you're still listening, hit us up with some of those other more out there stories as well. And it would be interesting to hear more about any other work you do with said deities or other deities, really. I'm really interested in hearing people's success stories in reaching out, and even the opposite of that, really, your failures or if things go sideways. I'm very curious about how these entities interact with people and the positives and the negatives that come with that.
Yeah, I was going to ask something similar to that too about, you know, how many times have you, say, cleared a house using like Greek deities and it worked? You know? It doesn't even have to be houses or anything. Just any time that you've kind of cleansed using like Greek deities and it work.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is. It's weird, but it's ultra compelling. Kind of like you were pointing out. Like, it's very interesting because we don't get that all the time at all. Most of the time when you get it, it's, you know, in the name of Jesus, and things tend to most of the time clear up for you.
It's also also very interesting that whatever these kind of, I guess, for lack of a better term, lack of knowledge, these low-level entities, like what was ever traipsing around in her house, react similarly to different deities. You know, like you said, it's interesting that these things react in the name of Jesus, but then they also react to rituals that call upon other gods.
Yeah. It's like you said, it's really compelling, extremely interesting, and it's not anything that we hear very often. So like Steve said, our interest is extremely piqued on this one.
Yeah, it is. It is almost like there is a very established hierarchy of that,
and to be fair, like, our region is kind of locked in with, you know, Christ, so to speak. So we don't hear a lot, because I would guarantee the other regions probably have similar things to Christ.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Interesting, nevertheless.
It is interesting.
It would get annoying to hear a bunch of thudded footsteps all the time, though.
Oh, yeah. I'd be reaching out to whatever God had listened to just to let me get some sleep.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely go check out their show. Let me find it again here in the notes. All Things Esoteric. Go check them out. Check her out at her socials, Passion Tarot at TikTok and Passion Tarot _ at Instagram. Go get a tarot reading. Those are pretty powerful.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah. And again, thanks to you for taking the time to submit your story and sharing it with the cult. If you're listening, we'd love to hear the rest of your stuff you got going on, especially like the pan stuff. That definitely gets my wheels turning. And these LSD and mushroom trips, seeing demons, changing your religion. We're here for it. We're here for it. If you're still listening, hit us up. All right, Holocult. That's it for today, for your Thursday. I hope everybody is getting through the week, just doing the best you can. Hope everybody has a great holiday weekend. Holiday week? When is the holidays? Middle of next week, whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever it hits here, I hope it's awesome. Hope you get to spend time with the people you hold dear and just enjoy them. So until we meet again, thanks for hanging out. Stay safe, stay weird, and I'll reiterate it. Enjoy your holidays with the people you care about.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.